Books and adventure, a pretty neat start. Practice a fine disregard for rule, always. But focus on your inner palace first. This is where you lay the groundwork for your older self in a way that cannot be interrupted by others. Invite all the history's most celebrated philosophers into your life. So as long as they are clear-thinking and non-religious and loved. But don't follow. Don't take their word for anything other than something to check as you grow. They will help you build out your memory palace and reveal the many flaws of the world, expanding your world. The philosophers often risked everything to speak out against gods, leaders, teachers, parents, even siblings. None of them, I think, ever seriously spoke to old people. Every page, every line, and everything in between lines has been written for you, and with you in mind, to help you grow and become a noble soul. Philosophers seem rare today because philosophia is a big word. One of my favorite thinkers thinks of himself as a travel writer. Therefore, philosophers are not rare. They are, in fact, everywhere. Please prepare for a journey of 10,000 narrated books, some of which you may be doing the narration of later on. The books are a gift to you from all the world's greatest beings. And the first 1,000 books represents the most powerful of your intellectual inheritance. This is something you must take and accept. It is for you and for all the future of humankind. But please, don't just listen to a book, as that is unfair to the spirit of the philosopher that wrote it. Take it with you on great adventures, hiking, camping, museum visits. Listen and re-listen your most beloved books countless times, not just to inherit the wisdom, but the author's culture of greatness, so that you can slowly piece your own culture together out of the most brilliant parts that you discover in all the great beings. Eventually, in your greatest adventures, you will synthesize your own wisdom and rise to your own ends. But listen, you are not a worker. You are a philosopher, an adventurer, and a warrior. If our intellectual inheritance ever gets lost, we will fall back in time and let those who we once triumphed over win. Listen, whatever stands in the way of your adventure and narrated books is going to have to stand there a little while longer. Because you need to be able to recognize when the teachers are tricking you out of education by coercing you into cramming with incomprehensible materials. You need to remind everyone that school is not a babysitter, and that if it does not teach you, then it only stands in the way of your learning. And you have to be courageous when you are laughed at by snarling hyenas. And get out of their way. Perhaps it's going to get lonely early on, but you will have your greater family with you always, and all the world's greatest thinkers and adventurers will be helping you forward. I recommend you cross the Appalachian Trail, the Pacific Crest Trail, and the Continental Divide as part of your graduation ceremony. Your first great challenge in life is to grow all the way up until you stand as a great being. And then you will know where to take it from there.